Welcome, everybody, to the Kazumatsuri Podcast. Here's your host with the most, Aspirity. Joining us today, we have the regular cast of Biscuit Dough and Pepe. And our special guest, the Rational Pie.
Hey!
2 weeks ago, our writer, Pepe, got his hands on Comic Cat, the latest version of Comic Cat, and he's here to give us his full review of the product.
Hello, everybody. So, today I'm here to talk about my experience last winter Comic-Con. And I was only able to go for the last day on January 31. And I guess I'll start from the beginning. Right. I came there at like 5:30 a.m. And because I have the fortune of living like really nearby Tokyo Big Sight, I can just walk there. So I came there before the first trains, and I was pretty close in the front of the line. So anyway, my first job for going to Comic-Con this year was to go straight to the visual arts booth because thank you, my dear loyal customers, for asking me to buy stuff for you. You're the best.
Gotta get my Holy Breaker too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went straight to the visual arts line at Comic-Con. And thankfully, the line wasn't as long as when I went last year, because last year I had to wait like 2 hours just at the visual arts line. It's crazy. Anyway.
And you went on last day.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so, like, the moment I got in line, and when I was, like, right in front of the booth, I noticed the... I don't know if you guys are familiar with Yoshikuni Toyoizumi, also known as Kudoko Now on Twitter. I know Aspie knows him. Yeah.
Also known as The Man.
The Man.
The Man. Yeah. He's the one that always posts selfies of his Kud plush.
Yeah. He doesn't post selfies of himself, but he posts selfies of the Kud.
Oh, no, but he... Despite popular belief, he isn't the Kud plush.
He's not an animated Kud plush that can type and post tweets. He is the...
However, the question still remains as whether or not he is a puppet to the Kud.
So tell us more about this guy.
Mr. Toyoizumi, I don't know how I should call him, Toyoizumi-san. He is the marketing head of visual arts, I believe. And I was able to talk to him a few times before. Like, I talked to him first back in Character 1. I remember we talked about it in one of the monthly Terras together with Kaze, right? And I also talked to him when they had that Secret Charlotte Live that I didn't watch, but I bought goods from, so I talked to him there. And, like, when he noticed me and he recognized me, and, like, in usual Japanese fashion, I bowed to him, and he was nice enough, like, when I went in and I ordered, like, 7 key sets and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's why they know you, because you're coming in and buying everything for people overseas.
Yeah, he came over and helped the store, the girl manning the booth. He helped her pack the key sets in the big, gigantic plastic bag that they give. And, like, it was fun. I was saying, like, I bought this for the people at Kazumatsu, and he found it fun. Anyway.
What design did the bags have?
Sorry?
What design did the bags have this year?
Oh, there were different bags. Like, last year it was all Angel Beats First Beat. This year, there were two different bags.
I got
bags.
Mine right here.
Oh, yeah, I sent you an extra. This year, there are two different bags.
I have
one
mine too.
Is with the key set. You get the cover of Cranmore, the Akane with the headphones. There's a gigantic plastic bag for that. Only if you bought the key set. And the regular plastic bag is of the new Toneworks art. What's the name? I don't remember the name of that new Toneworks visual novel. Anyway. Yeah, but yeah, Visual Arts does stuff other than Key, by the way. Toneworks is another company that makes
Eroge. I don't believe you.
you'll have to face the truth, Aspie. There's more to
I don't
Key.
Want
there
that.
Was a visual
that the,
arts than
is
Key.
That the one with the character, with the girl with the cool hair and the ears things?
I think
visual arts.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
The Moe.
They've had that as like a kind of a flagship title for a while now, since before Angel Beats.
Is that the girl with the cat ears kind of thing?
Yeah.
The red hair. Yeah, that was also by Toneworks. Yeah. That was Hatsukoi 1-1. Yeah, this is a new Toneworks visual novel, and the art is amazing, by the way. But yeah, anyway.
It is very good.
So yeah, those were the bags today, and I have like extras of those anyway. So after that, after the visual arts thing, I went to do my own Comiket stuff where I bought the... I did go to the... There was a cool section dedicated to Key-related fan art, where Zen and Remotaro and other people, other notable Key fan artists had works, and I bought some stuff. Nice. I guess it's not maybe as big or a bit smaller than Key Points, but yeah, for Key artists, we have Key Points and we have Comiket where they release stuff. If you guys ever go to Japan, there's four different places you can get the Key fan art. Mm-hmm. And
that's awesome.
After that, I did the rest of my Comiket stuff, and I went back to the visual arts booth at around 3 p.m. And the Comiket ends at 4, so it was the whole hype, the whole crowd was dying down. There wasn't a line in front of the booth anymore, and I was there with Ryu Tamotsu and Glenn Irish. Shoutouts, by the way, to those guys. And
Glenn's alive.
Yes, Glenn is alive, and he's in Japan. I was also able to meet up with Chicken Wings from he's from Singapore, and like I was really supposed to meet up with him, but I was just taking photos and I was planning to message him after I was done, and suddenly someone tapped me on the shoulder and he introduced, and I recognized him from his Facebook picture, and oh, it's Chicken Wings. So it was a nice coincidence that we both kind of converged to the visual arts booth.
Who would have guessed?
And yeah, and he had a bunch of other friends of his from Singapore who were apparently big fans of Key, and one of his friends was actually talking to Baba when I got there, but so I was just kind of observing what they were doing. Anyway,
President of Visual Arts, Baba Shacho.
Yes, oh yes, the president of visual arts, the CEO, the man, Baba Shacho. And
the man himself.
Yeah, it's the man himself, because Kudik now is the man.
Oh yeah, and he shaved his iconic beard. It's a bit sad, but it's nice to see him.
No!
It's nice to see him with a clean face. So yeah, it was good to see, like, we're not the only international crowd that interacts with Baba Shacho. And visual arts as a whole. Like, I was even telling his Singaporean friend to join the forum, but I guess he's a bit shy or not too much into forums or something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So while I was taking photos of the visual arts booth, I was able to talk to Toyo Izumi-san again, and I noticed he was taking pictures of the booth with the Kudoko, the Kud puppet. And like I even asked him, hey, can I take a picture with the Kud puppet? And like he even had to clarify that I can't take a picture with him himself. So he lent us the Kud puppet, and he took a picture of it was me and Ryu Tamatsu took a picture with the Kud puppet. I guess if you're gonna make a video, ask me, I can send you a picture to put it in.
Yeah, I'll have that up right now.
Alright, okay. I will send you all the pictures that I took. And I feel pretty happy that I was able to take a picture with the infamous Kud puppet.
The Kud puppet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Basically just... It's a good picture.
Yeah, I posted it on Discord, but I guess not everyone saw it. Yeah. And after that, here comes a big part. So Saber Snake, who is kind of like their international marketing guy, I guess. He called me out.
I guess.
Yeah, something like that. He called me out and he wanted me to talk with Baba for a while. And that's what I did. I found surprising that like I wasn't the one who went to Baba, that he was the one who asked me to talk to Baba Shacho. So
yeah, wow.
Yeah. And
that's
it was
serious
it was fun
respect
to...
right there.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess Visual Art Senpai really notices all the work we're putting in.
Do tell more.
Well, now that us English-speaking fans aren't just a bunch of dirty pirates, they probably like us a lot better.
I love the English a lot.
We pay them good money. So yeah,
we pay them money.
I started talking to I started talking to Baba Shacho, and obviously the first thing I said was about Clannad, how the translation of Clannad is, like, I was really impressed by the translation of Clannad, and I guess it looked like he was really happy to hear that about Clannad. And he also gave a comment like how Clannad is pretty short, I guess, as far as current visual novel standards go. Clannad is pretty short, although
it isn't really.
In the back of my mind, I didn't want to speak against him, but in the back of my mind, I was thinking it's 80 hours long, man. That's not short. Anyway, I also took this time to introduce him to the book club, because, like, fortunately,
oh, nice.
Like, we're in the middle of the book club right now. So I told him, like, in the best Japanese I could, that we go to the forum and we each read Clannad at the same time, and we talk about each specific route. And at this point, Sabersnake had my back. He's a man. Like, he opened up his phone and he opened up the Kazamatsuri front page, and he showed us, man, like the book club podcast that we were doing.
Oh, that's awesome!
So, yeah, he's a man. He is a man.
Sabersnake, ultimate wingman.
That's awesome. Guess he must be keeping an eye on us then.
Yeah, I had to explain, like, we record ourselves and we make this podcast where we talk about it, and he looked pretty impressed. And at the same time, we also introduced, like, what is Kazamatsuri, and because we were showing him the front page, he could see the news articles that we did, right? And he noticed, like, the first thing he noticed is news about the rewrite anime, and he said, "Wow, you guys are fast." That was nice. Good, mad props to you guys for getting out those articles really fast. Yeah, but the first thing he asked was, like, do we do translations, right?
Yeah.
So he asked me that. He also asked us that in Character One, and I guess they're trying to really reach out to translators more, you know, trying to get good quality translators for their future releases. Unfortunately, we do not have dedicated translators yet. Yeah.
No.
But
we have a translation project, but that's still like a community effort, you know.
Yeah, true.
And I'm not gonna like put that out. It's like something we should be defined by.
Yeah. But I did explain, and also Sabersnake did help me explain to him that we instead of translating actual visual novels, we translate news, which is important for the international key fans, and we also translate small things like music videos. And oh, at that time he also saw the Jerusalem translation that we recently put out. If you guys haven't seen it, you should see it. Like, shout outs to Helios Alpha for the great translation work on that. I was explaining to Baba how, when he saw about the Jerusalem translation, how people can buy this Jerusalem drama CD on iTunes, and for the people who buy it overseas and don't understand Japanese, they can watch our video and read alongside it while they're listening to the iTunes recording of Jerusalem. And I hope that he understood me correctly, because, like, I don't know if he might have bad views about uploading, like, the actual drama CD on YouTube, because that's technically illegal. But our video doesn't have the actual recording, so you have to go out and support visual arts, support Key, like a true fan.
And how do you say to that?
How did he respond to that? I don't quite remember. He had pretty much a good reaction when I was explaining what we did as a community, and I could see from his responses that he thinks it's really cool that we actually reach out to these international fans, since I know they're doing their work in reaching out to the international fans through the Facebook, but I like to think, and I hope they also think, that we, as a fan site, we supplement this advertising that we do.
Yeah, I feel like we're definitely helping create, like, a community around this kind of thing.
Yep.
Because, like, we're directing so many people to that Facebook page.
Yep. And I guess the last thing I talked to Baba is how I'm excited for Harmonia. Like, of course, there's a delay, but I'm still excited to see Harmonia. And he was saying how it's going to be released sometime this year. Early this year, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway.
He said spring.
Spring this year, yeah. And I also did mention how, like, I would love to see Angel Beats being translated. Mm-hmm. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I thought you ignored it.
But I didn't have much of a... I didn't really comment on that much, but I did kind of put it out there that we as an international community really do want to see Angel Beats' first beat and all the succeeding beats translated, and hopefully they find some work towards that. I mean... Hey, who knows? Maybe that's why they're trying to find so much translators.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like, they're just pulling people behind. It's like, hey, you're a translator. Can you help us out?
Yeah.
But, so, yeah.
It's come to a point where people don't have to reach out to visual arts to participate, but visual arts tries to reach out to other people to get them to participate. You know?
Which you need to put a page up on there. They need to put, like, a jobs page up and start asking for freaking translators.
Yeah, that might actually...
I mean, that would kind of give everything away, but...
But yeah, I also said how, like, I'm excited for Little Busters and Tomoyo After. And around that time, Baba, being the very important CEO that he is, he was being called by the rest of his staff, so I said goodbye, and we were bowing a lot like you do in traditional Japanese business culture. But,
did he give him a business card?
Oh, that's the thing. I hadn't printed my business cards yet, because I feel bad about two things. First thing is, I didn't print my business cards yet, because, to be completely honest, I was not expecting to talk to Baba at Comic-Con, because I knew that Comic-Con was a really busy event, and I didn't expect him to be going around the booth and talking. And Second is, I was in my best Comic-Con battle attire, like really, really thick and baggy, really thick and baggy clothes, not very formal.
Quite a few articles this year about the overabundance of people at Comic-Con.
Oh my god.
It's like always been a thing, but apparently this year it was like really bad.
So many fucking people, I swear.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
I swear to god. So yeah, let's say I just felt awkward with Baba wearing his suit and tie and I was wearing really
next
baggy
time,
clothes.
You're gonna
I didn't
wear a suit and tie to Comic-Con, and you're gonna be on Mission Baba.
Oh my god, Pepe in a suit at Comic-Con.
Oh my god.
I think you
but
he would probably melt.
I think you should just double down on it. I think you should take, like, the California approach to, you know, how big of a deal you are. It's like, the bigger of a deal you are, the less you have to dress up. If you just show up in a hoodie, then you can be like a Silicon Valley CEO.
Yeah, I did show up in a hoodie, actually. Yeah.
So there you go. You were CEO. He was Japanese CEO. You were Western CEO. It all works out.
Pepe
so
of the
next
Rebellion.
Time around, just wear, like, casual wear, but, like, wear a nice pair of shoes and a blazer.
Yeah.
And you should be good.
I plan to do that. I plan to do that in the upcoming Character 1. And I also plan to print my business cards by that time, by the way. I need to dig them out. The Kaza business cards. So that he can actually reach out to us directly if he wants to. Because I'm expecting...
For you.
What?
Yeah. On our forum.
Thank you. Thank you, SP. I'm expecting to be able to talk to the rest of the staff again in Character 1. Because as far as I know, Baba and Visual Arts have a pretty big role in Character 1. Like, they're part of the organizers. So,
it's so far away.
It's in April, yeah. But, we'll see how it goes, you know? If you guys... Well, I don't know if I should tell this to the audience. But, like, if you guys have anything you want me to say... And on behalf of the community, I can say it. Like, I know Aspie has something he wants me to say.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do have something I want you to say, and this might be a good time to bring it up. I haven't organized anything formally yet, but I have this idea in my head that Little Busters and Tomoya After, when they release on Steam, that they might be released in standard definition. And personally, I think this is going to be a bad decision on Visual Art's part if they do go ahead with it, because Westerners are entitled fucks, and now that they've been given HD Clonard, they're going to want HD of everything, or else they're probably no sale. That's kind of the thinking I'm at right now, and personally, I would also really love HD Little Bus and Tomato After. So, I guess what I'm trying to get across here is that I feel like if you agree with this sentiment, then you should be communicating with Visual Arts however you can to express that there is demand for HD releases of their games in the West. If you agree with that, then you can, like, tweet Baba, you can, like, tell Pepe to go and...
Yo.
he'll convey the message for us next time he sees him. But, you know, just the Facebook page and whatever, just leave a comment. Don't be too, like, naggy about it, like... But just leave a nice message maybe sometime saying that, you know, this would be really cool if you could do this for us, you know, something like that. Let's just kind
they
of
actually
what I'm
pay attention
at the
to that Facebook page, by the way, so everything you say there, they probably look at.
Yeah.
And they take note of it.
I did notice, like, I sent them a message on Facebook and they did read it. They didn't respond, but they're listening.
Oh, okay. So, it has the little Facebook red notification thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe that's just something to consider. I'm just kind of throwing it out there in the early at the moment. I might do something more formal with that later, but it's just something to keep in mind, I guess. Yeah, that's just something I wanted to throw in there at the last minute.
Yeah, alright. That's definitely something that we can all support, I think. It's definitely, like you said, I didn't think of it because it's not a priority for me personally, but it's definitely something that will help increase the sales and support of Little Busters and Tomoyo After.
And hell, if they want to do another Kickstarter...
My concern would be, like, whether or not that would be something that would be, like, easy for them to do, or, like, if it would be affecting the price any, but...
As I said, like, if they want to do a Kickstarter, I'm sure lots of people would be right up that, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, I know one other complaint about the Little Busters Tomoyo After is the lack of physical editions. Like, at this point, I wouldn't put it past them if they're already thinking about that, because look at Planetarian. That had no plans of physical edition, and then suddenly, boom. Sold in Singapore.
I reckon they'll get one, yeah.
Yeah, Singapore, they're US, France, Hong Kong, yeah.
It would probably be, like, of the same quality as the Planetarian case, so probably nothing too major, but they might make a little something.
Yeah.
Really.
It's not going to be, like, an Angel Beats or a rewrite, but it'll be something.
But
you
can
get your disc.
I'm just really hoping we can communicate to Visual Arts, because it's my understanding that Visual Arts hasn't reached a decision on this yet, so this is the perfect time for us to communicate that there is demand for a HD release. So, yeah, if you just want to send them a message on Facebook or Twitter, that might be a really good way to start that. So, yeah, just something to put out there. Anything else, Pepe, before we wrap this up?
Well, I was super happy to be able to talk with Baba and Sabersnake and Kudoko. And shout out to those guys. And it really warms my heart that they're so... Like, they're so... close to the community. I even saw on Twitter one artist... I think it was Reo Akino, who does Key fan art. She or he was able to get a signature of Baba Shacho on one of their books, or one of something they bought. I didn't think to do that.
Wow.
It's the little drawing of Baba doing the peace sign. It's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think to do that, but oh well.
Well, I got one of those.
He's such an icon now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Imagine this kind of the kind of company where the CEO is a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. I'll always follow
because he's the man.
He's the man.
I'll always fondly remember that one photo he took with all of the Angel Beats girls. Just
all the booth girls in his wing suit.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Sasuke Baba.
And shout outs to the people from Kaza that I met on there. Again, through Yuta Motsu, Chicken Wings, and Glenn Irish. It was fun to meet you guys. And You also helped me there while talking to Baba, so yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for your little event coverage, Pepe. It's a little bit different from how we usually do it. We usually do like a write-up on the blog, but I thought this time maybe a podcast might be a more involved and fun way to get your experience across. Sure. So to our listeners, if you like this format, please let us know in the comments. I want to know if this is something you think we should continue doing or not, because I know I had a lot of fun with it, so yeah, let us know what you think. With that said, thank you once again for joining us, everybody. I'm your host, Spidey. This has been Biscuit Dough, Pepe, and the Rational Pie. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, boo.
Ciao.
Later.
Ta-ta.